We received an email from a listener who was concerned about her elderly parents getting the COVID-19 vaccine. She wanted to know when it was safe for them to get the shot, since they'd been treated for COVID-19 with antibodies earlier this year. WSHU J.D. Allen called a doctor at Stony Brook Medicine to find out.
The listener from Riverhead on Long Island says her parents feel healthy after having COVID-19 in March. She says they heard that they have to wait at least 90 days until they get their first shot, but they're now worried how protected they'll be. Dr. Roderick Goh is an associate professor of clinical medicine at Stony Brook Medicine. Doctor, how protected are COVID survivors that were treated with antibodies, especially these elderly patients?
They're very well protected. The antibodies offer protection around 90 days after the infusion. So we recommend that people wait the 90 days between getting the monoclonal antibody infusion and getting a vaccine, so that because there's concerns that there might be some interference with the antibody treatment.
Some seniors might feel like they beat the odds and survived. Why should they wait 90 days to get the vaccine? What happens during that time?
So these antibodies essentially block the virus from infecting the cells in our body. So in clinical studies, they've been found to keep people out of the hospitals. We've noticed a 70-80% reduction in the number of people who get hospitalized because of COVID after they receive these monoclonal antibodies.
What happens if they get the vaccine earlier? Is it less effective?
People who have received the monoclonal antibodies, it's protected for a short period of time, this 90-day period. But after that, the antibodies will disappear from their system. So they really should get the vaccine to provide longer protection against this infection. We don't know for certain. The thought is that getting the vaccine earlier in someone who's had these monoclonal antibodies, your body may not react as well to the vaccine, meaning you'll be less protected when you get the vaccine.
Seniors might not be computer savvy to book an appointment online. How might they get the shot?
A lot of pharmacies are now allowing walk-ins, so you don't need to book an appointment per se. Some pharmacies, I know Walgreens and Costco, will let people walk in without an appointment and get the vaccine right there and then. And for seniors that are homebound, many of the counties will offer services where a public health nurse will come to your home and give you the vaccine. We get very concerned about our older persons because we know that not only are they at higher risk for getting COVID-19, but they're also at higher risk for developing complications and dying from this disease.
Dr. Roderick Goh, he's in the Infectious Disease Division at Stony Brook Medicine. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
And that was WSHU's J.D. Allen reporting. A reminder, everyone 12 and older is eligible for the COVID-19 shot. First dose available without appointments at most state-run sites and elsewhere. Appointments might still be needed for second doses. New Yorkers can set that up with the online Am I Eligible app or by phone, 833-697-4829. In Connecticut, they can be scheduled online at ct.gov/COVID vaccine or over the phone at 877-918-2224.